الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, it is only the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has given us once again the ability, the opportunity, the chance to gather in His masjid, and of course our mothers and sisters at home, solely for His pleasure. We have come here with a purpose, a very serious purpose. We have not come here just to listen to some talk and we leave here having listened to a talk. Inshallah, as we sit here and our mothers and sisters at home, we should have a firm resolve, a genuine, concerted determination, a very strong intention that inshallah I will listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram, the Awliya Allah, with this intention that I want to bring some positive change in my life. All of us sitting here, we all know we have got weaknesses. There's nobody who is perfect. Leave spiritual weaknesses, we all have physical weaknesses also. So we are sitting here tonight just not like just entertaining ourselves, listening to some bayan and then we go home and it's all over. No. Must be a full yaqeen and resolution, determination. If you don't have the determination, then we're going to find ourselves still in the same place as we always have been spiritually, with no progress, no taraqqi. And there are many others who came long after us, maybe into this deen, or who changed their lives long after us, yet they are making spiritual progress and they've gone far ahead. So inshallah, we know we have got weaknesses, but we are going to sit solely for this pleasure, Ya Allah, whatever little I am hearing, I want to bring this into my life. If we have this resolution, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so kind, so kind. All this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives us a chance. The speaker cannot speak, listeners cannot listen, except if Allah gives us a tawfiq. Imagine a person who may be living right near the Haram Sharif in Makkah, but he gets no tawfiq of reading even one salah in the Haram Sharif. Person can be right in Madina Munawwara, living there. He gets no tawfiq of going to Rawza Mubarak and making salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi. Sometimes we come into the masjid, it is early, still we get no tawfiq of reading Quran Sharif, or making some zikr, or reading Tahiyyatul Masjid, or reading our sunnah even. We have come, so we'll join the jamaat, the fard, and we leave. So tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will give us the tawfiq if we are sincere and we are determined. So inshallah, this is our niyat. Allah give us the chance and opportunity to have be consistent in this programs. Of course, after a long time now, we are resuming again. Sometimes it is difficult, we have other commitments. Sometimes there's some other program. So it's difficult to have every single Monday a program, every single Thursday, but inshallah we will try our level best to try and be as consistent as possible. So the very first thing is, our niyat must be correct. That, Ya Allah, I am sitting here already with a firm determination that I have changed my life. And we go with this positive mind. This doesn't mean now we're going to carry a tasbih and now some karamat is going to happen and we already became walis of Allah. That also is possible if Allah wishes. If Allah wills, there have been many people in this world who came into this world and within a blink of an eyelid, yes, within a second, Allah granted that person wilayat because Allah wished to do so. Overnight people became the friends of Allah. Bishr al-Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi's story is so famous. Bishr al-Hafi was not a pious person before changing his life. But because he had azmat for one piece of paper he found on the ground, which had the name of Allah, and he put itar on it, and he respected it, overnight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wilayat, overnight. Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayh was a thief, and he would attack caravans, usurp the belongings of the people. And one night, see, when Allah wants to give tawfiq and hidayat, then there can be no barrier, no obstacle. Nobody can be a hindrance. Nobody can stop that hidayat from coming. And Allah gives who He wishes to. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha, wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Allah chooses who He wishes. So we sit again, Ya Allah, make me amongst these people whom You are choosing. The word ijtaba, yajtabi in Arabic means to pull, to draw towards Him. So Allah draws towards Him whomsoever He wishes. And He guides those people who are penitent, who want to turn to Allah. They want to make ruju ila Allah. They want to make inabat ila Allah. They want to become Allah's friend. So this is the niyat we're sitting. And Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayh is very close near a house, and he can hear the father telling the children or the child, listen, just please, just be careful, because Fudail bin Iyad, we heard he's in town and he might attack us. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that one person was reading the verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنْ الْحَقِّ. That has the time not dawned for the believers. He was a believer, but he was a big sinner, a very great sinner. Has not the time come for those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that their hearts humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So immediately he thought to himself that I become so notorious that everybody is afraid of me, and this is the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made instant sincere tawbah. Such a tawbah he made that he became overnight the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that also is possible. But generally the system of Allah ta'ala is such, Allah wants to see mujahada from our side. And this is the whole effort that we, even on Thursday, we speak about. Allah give me tawfiq first and all of us to be able to make mujahada of the nafs. What is tazkiyah? What is tasawuf all about? It has to do with the purification of the soul. Our soul has in itself, it brings in itself, raza'il. Raza'il means maladies, sicknesses. We have pride, we have jealousy, we have malice, anger, hatred for people, love for dunya, love for haram things, illicit relationships. So all these things are azail. And we have to discard these things from our heart, wash it away, make an effort, and remove it from our hearts, and then bring in our hearts akhlaqi hamida, or fadail, good deeds, good qualities. We must have sabr, shukr, qanaat, contentment, loving our Muslim brothers and sisters, having fikr for deen. So all these things are good qualities. This is the whole effort of tasawuf. The dil, the heart, is the badshah, it is the king. If this heart becomes right, becomes pure, the entire body will become pure. Alhamdulillah, we have heard this from so many years, but Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq now. This is our effort. And inshallah, if we listen carefully, with again the intention of making amal, Allah Ta'ala will make the way towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala very easy. Mawlana Asadullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, not very easy only, but mazedar also. It will become enjoyable. Every step we take towards Allah. Now coming to the masjid, we'll have a different feeling, different kayfiyat. Opening the Quran, different kayfiyat. Your two rakats, nafil, your sunnah you'll be reading, different kayfiyat. Your ruku will be different. Your sajda will be different. Now when you make the dhikr of Allah, when you take the name Allah, you'll get some sweetness. And when you're giving sadaqah and charity, you're giving with a different heart. Before you're misery. Now you are feeling like giving more and more. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala opens such doors and such ways all to reach Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Yes, there will definitely be occasions when we are, because of our weakness, we may slip. And when we slip, the moment we slip, again Allah will give us tawfiq to turn towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You make sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, you cry before Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If you do any good deed, then it is not our kamal whatsoever. If a person is waking up for tahajjud, it is not his kamal. He's reading Quran, it is not his kamal. We are performing namaz now, there's no kamal from our side. It is only the fadl of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The favor of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala over us, that Allah Ta'ala has given us the chance. So for that we must make shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. If we refrain from sins, that too is a favor from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَلَوْلَا فَضُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. None of us could make tazkiyah of ourselves, of our hearts, if it had not been the fadl of Allah, the favor of Allah, and the rahmat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this is our whole fikr, that when we are going to make slip, if we are going to sin, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah, immediately take a U-turn and go back towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Never lose hope, whatever the sin is. Whatever the sin is. But of course, we won't deliberately sin. Now we'll be very watchful. We will safeguard ourselves that I must not deliberately make a sin. If it happens, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who commit sins, they do immoral deeds, then they remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and they repent for the sins. So this nafs, we have heard these examples before. I've mentioned it. And many people benefited from this example. So we'll repeat this example. That this nafs is not something that is bad. Nafs has different stages. Nafsi ammara, lawwama, mutma'inna. Our aim and purpose is to reach nafsul mutma'inna. So what is nafsi ammara? In short, simple, nafsi ammara is when your nafs prompts you towards doing evil. It will pull you towards haram, pull you towards looking at some haram woman. It will pull you towards usury and taking interest. It will pull you towards gambling. It will pull you towards zina. That is ammara. It commands you all the time to do evil. Lawama is such that the nafs will attract you, it will lure you towards haram, but at the same time, now because you have made some mujahada, at the same time, you will also check your nafs and you will try your level best to refrain also. So it's 50-50. Until you make more and more mujahada and you reach that stage of mutma'inna. And that is the final stage. Final stage of nafsul mutma'inna does not mean still that now you're a successful person and you have won and now after this nafs won't prompt you. No, even then a person has to be very watchful. But then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's special favor is upon him because he has gained a nisbat, a connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now you have become a very close friend to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And when you become a very close friend to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah makes plans for you to safeguard you from haram. Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, the Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of Allah, we cannot imagine his maqam and his stage. A wali, he reaches a certain stage. A Nabi is far beyond the stage of a wali. They are chosen servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They are ma'soom. Now we know the entire incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam when he's trapped in that palace and every door is locked and he is being chased by Zulaikha. It is impossible for him to escape from there because the doors are all locked. But he makes this effort. He runs towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he sees Ma'ad Allah, seeking Allah's protection. So Allah ta'ala makes a plan and Allah opens every door and Yusuf alayhi salam is safe from Zulaykha. So when you become a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will create avenues for you, for your hifazat, to protect you. So again, this nafs. What is this nafs? Now, nafs al-mutma'inna, when you reach that condition, and then Allah ta'ala will make your hifazat. Allah ta'ala will protect you until you leave this world in that condition when you have saved yourself from the dictates of nafs. You have not become the slave of nafs. You have overpowered nafs. And you have pleased only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nur of taqwa has come into your heart. You have become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In dunya you become a certain person's friend. He's your bosom friend. He loves you very dearly. He invites you to his house. So when you go there, and as you're about to enter, you see a very big vicious dog. And now you are scared. So what do? You press the bell. Or you'll phone your friend. But I wish to come inside, I'm here. But your dog is outside. And I'm scared. What will the person do? The owner of the house, your friend? Because you have got a ta'alluq with him. You've got a nisbat with him. He loves you. So immediately he will summon his dog. He'll pull away his dog. He will chain the dog. He'll put it away. And he'll welcome you. He'll embrace you with both his hands. He'll assure you. He'll reassure you. There's no harm. And I'm standing here. Exactly like that. We're moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've gained nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And suddenly shaitan comes in front of us. With all his wickedness, his viciousness, and he's going to try and scare us and move us away from reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will frighten us. What do we do? Allah. Ma'ad Allah. I'm seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you help me. Immediately Allah ta'ala removes shaitan from your road. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls you towards him. So that is nafsul mutma'inna when you reach that stage. And the example that we normally give is of a little child. Your child, a small child, infant. You put him in the car seat in the back when you are driving. You don't put him next to you. And you secure him. You've got him fastened. And all the time you're watching from your rear view mirror. You're checking if he's okay. Exactly that is your nafs, initial stages. So you're checking your nafs and you are worried about your nafs. This child must not come out of that car seat. So you can't put the child sitting just alone in the back seat. You can't keep the child next to you in the passenger seat. And as the child is growing, now he comes out of that car seat. Can't fit in that car seat anymore. But he's sitting in the back seat. Then too, you put the safety latch. You make sure the doors are locked. And the child cannot open the door from inside. You are careful. Exactly that. You are making mujahada. Mujahada means you are going against the evil temptations of your nafs. As much as that haram woman, she is inviting you. As much as that man is inviting you. And there's nobody else watching. And you are becoming drawn towards that person. But you are going to go against your nafs. You will suffer some pain. You will endure that pain. You won't give in easily. Because now you are checking your nafs. So the child now, you are keeping an observant eye on the child. And after some time, the child is now bigger. Where does the child sit now? He's a youngster. He's sitting next to you in the passenger seat. Then too, you will tell your son, fasten your seat belt. So you will make sure that he also now, he is fastened, he's secure. And after some time, the youngster now, he's in the driver's seat. And you as a father, you're sitting next to him. And he's driving. And all the time, bye bye, you are moving too fast. Just check the speed. Please be careful, there's some speed trap in front. Don't drive recklessly. All the time you're admonishing him. Exactly like that, the nafs requires this admonishment. And how are you going to get this admonishment? We have to read the kitabs of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have mashayikh. We will read from their malfuzat, their mawa'iz. We have to find a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can guide us through him. And he will be a genuine person with sincerity who can guide us. So he will talk about all these things to remind us. We have to be reminded about tazkiyah of our heart every single day of our life. Shaitan is so shrewd. He will make you feel, mashallah, you're reading your namaz and now you have reached wilayat. That is a dhoka of shaitan. Another example that we normally give is, a person is now becoming a boxer. and he's learned how to box. The very first fight he fights his opponent, who is much more stronger than him. Perhaps in the first two rounds, he's already knocked out. But as he makes mujahada after that fight, he now trains harder. And he learns the tricks of his opponent. A time comes when he refights. And now when he's fighting, he'll give the opponent a hard time. But then also, he's still battling, he's still learning, he will make mistakes, and perhaps again he's knocked out. Until he makes more and more and more and more mujahada. When now he begins to learn the movements of his opponent. He sees how this opponent uses his hand, what type of punch he gave me. So now he will learn more exactly the tricks of his opponent. When a person makes mujahada, a time comes when he knows the tricks of nafs and shaitan. She asked me a question, it was zarurat. You were working in your office, so the lady came and she asked you some important question. You gave her the answer. Now more than that was the nafs pulling you. That extra conversation where you became extra friendly. There was no need for that. So now you'll know that my nafs is pulling me. A person will now learn the tricks of his nafs. He'll know exactly it was my nafs pulling me. There was no need for me to say this or do this. So exactly that, the person who is boxing now, he learns the tricks of his opponent until he defeats his opponent. And that is now when the person has reached nafsul mutma'inna. Ulama give the example of a person learning to ride a horse. Initially he's a beginner. He'll fall off the horse. He will stumble. He will get hurt. He'll get bruised. He goes back and he practices and he trains and he has a good trainer. Eventually the day comes when he not only gallops on that horse with a fast speed, but he can even do some tricks on that horse. Then too he is very, very wary of that horse. Exactly that. The person who makes a lot of mujahada, he gets a nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala keeps him mahfuz. Of course, anbiya, they are ma'soom, and the others are mahfuz. Allah protects them. But then too the person, he knows that my nafs can still deceive me. Shaitan, my enemy, can still deceive me. Then too, he is always on guard. Right till maut comes. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi, story is so famous. He's passing away. At that moment, Shaitan tells him, Ahmad, you have won. I could not deceive you. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi, knew the ploy of Shaitan. At that moment, he says, La, not as yet, not as yet, not as yet. Until he breathed his final. So when Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, when he passed away, then suddenly Sahaba who are around there, and Tabi'een who are around there, saw a white bird, a beautiful white bird, coming into his coffin. They searched for it, they couldn't find it. Then they hear a voice, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. This is the stage we are trying to aspire to get. And Allah Ta'ala will give it to us. Allah Ta'ala will give it to us. As I mentioned in the beginning, we are sitting with a firm determination that how, Ya Allah, I can make a positive change in my life. From nafs ammara to lawwama to mutma'inna. And Ya Allah, I must please you. Whatever wrongs have come into my heart, the black spot that has grown darker and darker and darker, this must come out of my heart. So all this requires islah and reformation. A person who is sick, he goes to the doctor. The doctor examines him. The doctor, the very first question the doctor will ask you, what is wrong with you? The doctor doesn't sit there and just write out some prescription and give him some medication and say, okay, this was your problem and this is your medication. Never. He'll ask you, what has happened? What did you eat? Did you have this pain before? Exactly, show me where's the pain. So you have to tell the doctor, I've got this problem, I've got that problem. And of course, if the doctor cannot understand, then he'll send you for an x-ray, and maybe he gets another opinion, until finally you are diagnosed, and this is your medication. So any person who has given his hand to any sheikh in the world, or any person who is genuinely concerned about his islah, he has to tell his sheikh, I've got this problem. I cannot control my glances when I'm at work or the hospital or at college or in madrasa. I have this greed in my heart. I have vengeance for people. I have hatred for people. I've got pride, arrogance, I lose my temper very quickly. So until you don't tell the person, how is he going to make ilaj? We think that the sheikh is such a buzruk, and he can just read your mind, and he can read your heart, and there's your prescription. Yeah, you get those mashayikh, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala gives them some kush sometimes. But the normal system is that you have to say, I've got this problem. Sometimes the sheikh will detect some problems that you had, and you yourself did not know. By way of your speech, by even your movements. Hazrat Thani Rahmatul Ali used to say, he was Mujaddidul Millah. He said, I can make all the difference between an alim who has taken bayat to a sheikh from that alim who has not taken bayat from a sheikh. Just by his walking, I can make all. So all of us, whether you're an alim, whether you're a mufti, whether you're a qari, whether you're imam, whether you're a musalli, whether you're a teacher, a doctor, all of us require Islam. And we have to be very, very serious in our Islam. And after prescription is given to us, then it is foolish that we discard the prescription. But man, you are so sick and you go to the doctor and he gives you all the medication. And you take the tablets and you leave it one side. Somebody asks you, been to the doctor? Yes, I've been to the doctor. But how come you're not coming right? I haven't taken the medication. So then you have wasted all the effort you have made. A person who has a car that requires panel beating, Allah save us from accidents, and you go to the panel beater and you're watching there, and you see him about to knock this side of the door, you know, please don't do that. So what's going to happen? In the end, you'll be left with the same car in the same condition. We require a panel beating of our heart. Sometimes the prescription is very, very sour. It is difficult. It's hard to do it. But when a person is sincere about his Islam, ulama mashayikh says, he is kal mayyit in the yadil ghassal. He is like a dead person. When you go to give ghusl, then the dead person, he doesn't move on his own. If that happens, all the people around him, they'll faint, they'll die. So the ghusl, when you're giving the mayyit, you lift him up. You lift his leg up, you lift his hand up. He's completely dependent on those washing him. Like that is a person who is genuinely concerned about his Islam. He gives himself up to the sheikh, or to the alim, to the mentor, to guide him. Now whatever he says, that's exactly he must do, unless the sheikh is commanding him something against sharia. Then you don't ever obey the sheikh. And the sheikh is not after his money and dunya. The sheikh is mukhlis, he's sincere. He's got a genuine concern that how more and more and more people can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give all of us tawfiq, give us ikhlas, and help us to make our Islam. Whatever the prescription is, we must be determined now to take that medication. If for some reason after taking that, something is not working, we go back to the doctor. Doc, I've taken all his medication, but still I'm not feeling good. So then he will ponder, he will reflect, look into Quran, Hadith, experience, find out, and then he will give us something. Inshallah, when we are sincere, as I mentioned, Allah Ta'ala opens his doors. Allah opens his doors. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah. We said only 20 minutes plus 20, minus 20 minutes, inshallah. Inshallah, every Monday we will try our level best. We will read from Buzughan-e-Din, Malfuzat, from the Mawa'is, things that will be beneficial to us, inshallah. Not things that will be far above our understanding and comprehension. Simple things, these words will be repeated. Tawbah, istighfar, nafs. Nafsi ammara, lawama, mutma'inna, mujahada, nisbat with Allah, having love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repenting, having nadamat, having taqwa in our hearts. These are all the terminology we will hear. Nothing difficult for us to understand. All this is taken from Quran, from Hadith. Our mashayikh, awliya Allah, they have made it so easy for us. They've shown us simple things. Generally, a person is sick from childhood days. When the small child is sick, what they give the child? Panado syrup. Grows old, take some panado. So sometimes that panado helps in many diseases or many sicknesses. Like that, sometimes one simple prescription helps us for many of the diseases we have. Sometimes a person will go back home, I've got pride, I've got jealousy, I've got greed, I've got this. Phew, it's very difficult. Again, shaitan will now try his level best. The moment you come out of the masjid, believe me, he will bring such thoughts. Yeah, I think you're wasting your time. Oh, I think this is too heavy for you. No, don't worry, man. Everything will come right. Nothing comes right. We have to make that mujahada. Our Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi, his entire life. Hazrat Ali Bilaki Makhtar Sahab Rahmatullahi. Haji Farooq Sahab Rahmatullahi. Dr. Sabir Sahab Rahmatullahi. All these people came to our country. They made great effort. Maulana Asad Madni Rahmatullahi. Whole lot of them. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullahi. Maulana Masiullah Rahmatullahi. They all had the same fikr. Opened the kitab, the same thing. Each one gave the murideen such hope, such hope, such hope in connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worst of people became the best of people. People who lived a life of zina, people who were drinking alcohol. But when they were serious, then the entire lives changed. We have seen in Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah's life, how many a youngster came, and in within days, or within months, or within years, his entire life changed. And then whatever problem, he was sincere, he went up. Maulana, I've got this problem. So he would give some prescription. Until we don't have this within us, then we'll continue the same life. Time is running against us. We will procrastinate. Other people are making taraqqi, they're going far ahead. And we are still sitting in the same place. May Allah Ta'ala give us a nisbat with Him. May Allah give us a ta'aluk with Him. Sometimes we'll hear something that will be easy for us, sometimes difficult. But we are here to help one another. And inshallah, together we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This majlis is not for khas people. There's no mureedin over here. Every person here is jinn musalli or a friend of ours who has come sincerely. Is open for every person, especially our youngsters. Believe me, the environment that they are going through, only Allah is protecting them. In the varsity, in the colleges, it's not like how it was before. They are going to great mujahada. Every nook and corner they are making mujahada. And that youngster who passes that, Allah gives him such noor of taqwa. Such noor of taqwa, that Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, but to go into the bazaar, person is working in the bazaar, it's different from a person who's just sitting in the masjid making Allah Allah. The man in the masjid, in the madrasa making Allah Allah, he's not exposed to the different type of temptations. That person is going out, you don't go deliberately out to the bazaar, but the person is working, you are working in the workplace, now you're going to go into that environment, and in there you are going against the demands and dictates of your nafs, you're not becoming a ghulam of your nafs, you're fighting yourself, it is difficult. You are saying la, la to it, you are tempted, again you are saying la. That pretty woman is standing there, everybody else is gone, it is evening, and you are telling your wife, you got all the excuses. Stock taking now, it's February. We got this, we got that. We need to play golf, or we got this meeting. Poor wife, she believes you. And you've got all the chance to do haram. But you say, no, my Allah, I am not going to displease you, my Allah. I'm not going to make my life filthy. I'm going to say, Ya Allah, I fear you. And so when you that happens, he says it is the dukan, the shops of sweetmeats, of jalebi. What he means by this? You're getting halawat of iman, sweetness of iman. Shaitan is tempting you to commit zina with your eyes, and you're turning your glance away. When that happens, ulama and mashayikh have mentioned from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah gives you the sweetness of iman, halawat of iman. And that feeling a person gets, because he pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He moved his glance away from the temptation. For the sake of Allah, he did not do. At that moment, that very same moment, some experience, some coolness, some sweetness, he gets in his heart that he cannot explain to anybody else. Abu Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that when a person gets sweetness of iman, then inshallah, his khatama will be with iman. Because Allah is so kind, when he gave you the honey, and the sweetness of iman, he won't deprive you of iman when you're passing away. So whatever the temptations are, and the more mujahada you're going to make, the more closer you're getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me tawfiq and hidayah to make amal in all of us, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, and make every single one of us who's listening to this talk now, at home, here, and always, to become his true lovers, ushaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until we reach that stage, where every moment, every breath we are taking, it is only Allah, Allah. We are going crazy in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahu, bihamdika, nashadu, wa rahmatullahi, astaghfirullah.